You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is an early Sunday morning episode of the 49ers Rush, depending on when you're watching and or listening to this. Going to the Warriors game a little bit later today, so excited about that. So I had to bump this up just a little bit. But I promised earlier in the week, you know, we've been doing this top five draft, you know, rankings for all these positions. And our defensive episode just went so long, we didn't get to linebackers, corners, or safeties. And so I said I was going to get that out before this week. And so we got to get that done, which I'm really excited about. So this draft, it's got a lot of fun parts to it. And, I mean, you can say that about every single draft. You know, there's going to be positions of strength and where there's surplus, and there's going to be some positions where it's just like, nah. Not really a lot there. And I think today's episode, we're going to hit on each one of those because corners are loaded. I have four first-round corners. I have four second-round corners. Like, there's a lot of guys that can step up and help in the NFL. And so whatever, you've got four wide receivers on every play, you're going to have 5 to 6 DBs on every single play as well. So you're getting to the point now where almost half of these teams – are wide receivers and defensive backs. It's just what the NFL and college and high school is now. And because of that, that's going to be reciprocated with the amount of positions that are being drafted. Like, it's going to be corners and wide receivers. You throw in O-line too, but like, that's going to be the predominant makeup of the draft. Wide receivers will be the most drafted position, then corners, then offensive tackle. Like, that's just the way the NFL is going to work. But then you get to safeties. Ah, I don't have a first-rounded safety. I don't have a first-round linebacker. I've got two second-round linebackers. I've got two second-round safeties. I didn't even know they mirrored this way, but like, that's just the way it goes. And if I'm looking at my linebacker rankings, you know, completely, I only have four linebackers in the first and second round. That's it. It's turned into a third, fourth, fifth round linebacker where you can get studs. And you look at the best linebackers in the NFL. Now, Fred Warner, that dude went third round. Trey Greenlaw, dude went the fifth round. You can get these guys, not that you rely on that. And like, oh, why don't you just draft Tom Brady at 199 every year? That's not how it works. But it does seem like the position has been so devalued from college to NFL that, man, you'll watch tape and, you know, you'll see this in the Big Ten and the ACC, and you'll see a 3-2 formation. You know, that's just crazy to me. My mind cannot understand. Three down linemen, two linebackers, and six DBs on first down. On first down. Like, the NFL and college football is constantly evolving, and I'm very excited to talk about that, just what those repercussions are. Now, yeah, I probably should have led with this. We did it. We crossed the finish line. The 49ers Rush draft guide, draft book, draft companion, whatever. It's done. D-U-N. It's out, which, golly, man. We did 205. The goal was 250, and time just kept creeping up on me. You know, the past three nights, I maybe slept 10 hours combined. It's just been trying to get that done. But I'm very, very proud of the product that we put out there. That's available for all of the 49ersrush.com and Patreon supporters, whatever level. If you haven't signed up, go sign up. It's got an NFL draft war room, 205 players ranked, 1 through 205, the rounds broken down, the tiers breaking down, vertical, horizontal. I mean, and the cool thing about it is, like, I give you the raw data, so you can go make a copy in, like, Google Docs, and you can move your guys around, add in whatever notes you want or prospects. And so hopefully you can have some fun with that. You know, it's funny because every year I get in arguments with people that are way smarter than me that tell me you probably shouldn't do this. This is not a good use of your time financially. Like, I get that. I understand. And I should sell it. I don't want to sell it. I just want to reward those that support us. I'm very happy with my lifestyle. And I'm very happy with you guys. So the people that have supported us along the way, the whole idea is to increase your draft experience. That's why I do this. It helps me. And so I'm hoping that it will help you as well. And again, if you have not signed up over at those places yet, we got free trial. Go sign up, free trial. Check it out. If you like it, support it. And it's as low as $1 a month, all the way up to, you know, a ridiculous amount if you're freaking feeling generous. And we are going to be having a Zoom hangout this week as well before the draft, which I'm excited about. I haven't picked the day and time. I got to talk to the wifey for that. So stay tuned for that. That's Jerry Rice tearing up. But go check it out. And if you like it, hey, support the channel. You know, any way you want to. You want to send me some Venmo, I'll take it any day. But I never want money to be the hurdle to enjoying what we offer. And so if you're one of those people, look, man, just go sign up, free trial, enjoy, and cancel. No worries. Not a problem whatsoever. So let's get to some of these comments. What's up, brother? Really? He says, Josh Chapman morning. Let's get it. I love it. Love it. Mike CC, appreciate you. Bro Montana, Sundays are for football. That will never change. That will never change. Mike comes out and says, you think they're really drafted DBs, Chapman? Now, that last signing of Rakia Sin, man, they got a lot of DBs on this roster. They really, really do. But this is the Niners' approach. They fill their roster so that they don't have to draft anything. They don't have to. But they can if something falls. Me personally, I still think nickel corner is a major, major need. We have one. We have one nickel corner on the roster currently. That's Diamador Lenore. He might also be the second best outside corner as well. So if Demo went down, you're relying on signing somebody off the street like Logan Ryan to start in the Super Bowl, which is asinine. That is stupid. You got so many outside corners. Isaac Yiadom can kind of go in and out as well. I guess he would be number two. Maybe you move a safety down there. But you need nickel corners. The good news, there's a ridiculous amount of nickel corners in this draft. So yes, Mike, I do believe that they will be drafting a DB. I do. David says, hashtag CC, cool idea for the show. I love it. What's up, Coach Start? Matt, my man, we got Tommy in the house. What's up, buddy? Hugo, Kib, this is awesome. This is going to be fun. And thanks for the hat compliments. This is the new draft hat. This is the gray one. I got the red and the gray, but if you are looking at this visual makeup, I think you can kind of tell I like gray a lot. I'm wearing a gray polo with a gray hat in front of a gray background. Somebody fire my my wardrobe, whatever, which obviously I don't have one of those. So let's see here. Look at this, Hugo. He says, opening the draft guide as we speak. Thanks, John Chapman, man. And yeah, man, it's made to be printable, customizable, editable, all those different things. Just make a copy of it, and you can do whatever the hell you want with it. That's the whole idea. And yeah, I'm going to be on the show tomorrow with the faithful UK guys, Paul Hope. Oh, it's going to be a good time. That's 10 a.m. So if you haven't subscribed to them yet, just go to YouTube, type in Faithful UK, it'll pull right up, or you type in Paul Hope. He's a celebrity. Go check that out. David says, looking forward to the draft guide. Where can I find it? David, you are the man, and I really appreciate all your help and everything that you've done, man. It's So if you're on the 49ersrush.com, it's going to be under Friend of the Show. You just click on that, and you can see it at the top there. Or you can click on Player Breakdowns, and it's going to be at the top there. Patreon, it's at the very, very top there. So if you're on any of those formats, you should be able to see it there. What's up, Steven? How we doing? This is going to be fun. Yeah, right here. I'm buying into this one, Bronson. Andrew Phillips will be a Niner. That's happening. That is happening. And I like this, CC. Hashtag CC RizGod. That's right, Jesse. I've got the Riz, which if I'm saying something like that, you know that that term has been retired from the streets. All right, let's dive in. Let's go over top five linebackers, top five corners, top five safeties. These are my opinions, obviously. Wrong all the time, and that's okay. Because, again, where's my background? Former coach, this is what I see. I don't have access to medicals. I don't have access to off the field, even though we do have like most of the players' GPA and majors and what they studied and stuff in the draft guide, which I think is important. The Niners value intelligence in the classroom probably more than any team in the NFL. 2 years ago, when we did our top 90, we ranked 1 through 90, and we did a full episode on all 90 players. 78 out of 90 players had all academic something in high school or college. 78 out of 90. So we spend a lot of time going through these guys, you know, backgrounds and Wikipedia pages and, you know, high school pages and college pages and news, whatever, interviews to find that information for you because that matters. And so whenever we're going through these top five of all these positions, like, whenever I say something, I'm saying something for a purpose. I'm not putting stuff in here just to put stuff in here. Like, I look at all these prospects with the 49ers focus. And we grade every single 205 players on a scale of 1 to 10. What is their 49ers fit? So, hopefully, you know, there's lots of great draft work out there. You know, if you're just looking for the best, it's Dade Brugler with The Athletic, The Beast. That dude's team is unbelievable. That's the best draft book out there. So I don't agree with the scouting a lot of times, but as far as research and background, it's the best in the business. I can't do that. You know, I don't have a paid staff. I've got a handful of volunteers that are the best people in the world and myself. And I don't even start it until after the 49ers are eliminated, you know, at the end of the season. So they do this full time. So it's big time different. But what I do is I try to focus and steer everything through a 49ers perspective. And so hopefully that's accomplished. So my number one linebacker is Peyton Wilson. And again, I don't have access to medicals because you have to draft this guy. He's huge. He's Fred Warner size, 6'4", 233. He's Fred Warner speed, but faster, 4.43. But he's 24 years old. He's old. And he's fast. Chases players down like crazy. Best coverage linebacker in this draft. You play against a mobile quarterback. He's elite. Like, he is the closest thing to what Fred Warner is now. However, man, ACL, shoulder injuries, all that stuff the last 2 years, you're going to have to go through and make sure this dude's going to be able to play. One, he's old. Two, he's got injuries. But outside of that, his tape, it's first round tape. I got him in the second round because of the age and the injuries. He's a first round linebacker. Now, I probably wouldn't draft a linebacker in the first round. I don't think there's a lot of value in it. You want him rushing off the edge? He could do that. Like, he could do every single thing. He's got six sacks. This dude's got twice as many sacks as Chop Robinson. And Chop Robinson's going to the first round. That dude had no production. This dude's got production everywhere. First in college football and coverage stops. I mean, he is just a fun player. Devin Lloyd is kind of the guy that he reminds me of. It might be faster. Number two, Edrin Cooper out of Texas A&M. Linebacker, I got a second round. Those are my only two second round grade guys. 6'2", 230, long arms, man, 34-inch arms. This dude's got like NFL tackle arms. And so you're just talking about like a condor. This dude covers some territory. 22 years old, sideline to sideline ace, blitzing ability, decent in coverage. The length helps, and he'll start day one. Like, he's that good. Long arms, plays fast, and it shows on tape. You just see him, man, just like, whew, He spreads those big old mitts. It's pretty impressive. 4.51 speed. He's quick. 37 games as an off-the-ball linebacker. And that's another thing. A lot of these guys were used kind of in a Micah Parsons role, that hybrid 3-4 outside linebacker. And so you've got some translation to their tape. Like, there's going to be a transition because these are going to be off-the-ball linebackers that we're talking about in this category. Playing on the line of scrimmage versus, you know, playing in that B-gap, your vision, your reads, everything's different. You talk about Edgerrin Cooper, there's no translation that you have to do to his game. It's plug and play. He's done it. He's done it in the SEC. You don't have to worry about him. The metrics count, the film counts, the snaps count. Like, this is a clean transition. Peyton Willis, not so much. Peyton Wilson, not so much. Yeah, even though I have Peyton Wilson, his ceiling's way higher. But Edgerrin Cooper, I mean, this is just a nice, easy double. It's right down the fairway. You don't have to worry too much about this. One of, like, just those guys you just don't have to worry. Now, he does get stuck in traffic too often. He's not the cleanest through filtering. Speed shows in coverage. No issues running with wheel routes. I saw that several times. Struggles with pre-snap motions and misdirection. That's where it was like, consensus All-American. I mean, he's a fun player. He had 8 sacks. This dude had 8 sacks. You want to blitz him? Cool. Like he could just run. And he's good at everything. Run defense, he's got an 87 grade. Coverage, he's got an 85 grade. Like, play recognition is probably the biggest issue. But Darius Leonard type of guy. 49ers fit. I got a 9 on him. But will the Niners be drafting a linebacker?
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
I personally don't understand why you would. You brought back DFF, right? You've got your 2 young pups that you're developing that everybody loved. Jalen Graham flashed. D Winners flashed. And then you've even got Curtis Robinson on the team. And you go and you pay big for DeAndre Campbell. Like, how many linebackers are you carrying? So if you draft a backer, I'm not saying they won't. I'm saying it's one of the least likely positions to do so. Having said that, they have met with linebackers, and it's their best position to scout. This front office, personnel group, coaching staff, however you want to put it, they're better at scouting backers than any other position. So I won't be shocked if they do, but I would not in days 1 or day 2. I just pulled a little Dr. Seuss on you right there. 1 fish, 2 fish, 3 fish, 4. So that's kind of the top 2 guys. Now, and I don't think you would have to draft those guys in the second or early third round. I just can't see that. They're not going to play over Drake. None of these guys are playing over Drake Greenlaw. None of if he's healthy. If he's not healthy, they might. But you think the 49ers are going to put a rookie linebacker out there? I don't see that. That's why I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. Right here, King Zay says, Jeremiah Trotter is my favorite linebacker. This is the most Nepo baby draft ever. We got Jeremiah Trotter Jr. In this draft as well. I had a fourth round grade on him. He's not in my top five. He's number seven. Fun player. Athletic comps, Reuben Foster. Play recognition, 9, obviously. Speed, 6. Tackling, 6. Getting off blocks, 4. He's a fun player. He's a tone setter. Old school. He would be our Will linebacker. Like, that's what his role would be. That kind of Dre Greenlaw role. Does his job every play. You want to stop the run. Trotter's the guy to do it. See gap, fill gap every play. Tone setter. Physical. But size and athleticism are flaws. He does not measure out against the top linebackers from a trait standpoint. 6 foot, 220, 31-inch arms, 9-inch hands, 21 bench press reps. Like, he's not fast. He's not strong. He doesn't have length. He's just instincts. He's just instincts. And he's awesome. He would be a great asset to the locker room. I mean, no doubt about that. So I like him, but he's not in my top five. Now, my number three guy, in a lot of, if you listen to like national rankings and whatever else, Junior Colson's going to be number one on a lot of lists, and rightfully so. His tape is clean. 21 years old, 6'2", 238. Now, you don't have a lot of the testing on him. Let's see here. Let me look this up just real quick. His pro day numbers. But his tape is so clean that you're not really too concerned with, you know, kind of what he does metrics-wise because he's just so clean. He's had a hamstring injury, so he didn't get a test at the combine, didn't get a test at his pro day. But you're not worried about his athletic ability. The tape shows it's there. Now, is it elite? Right? So this is, you know, kind of just a glimpse into my grading thing. If there's a question mark, I kind of dock it a little bit. If I'm talking first round grade, I want elite traits or I want elite tape with as few question marks as possible. You add question marks, you're injured all the time. Okay? I'm bumping you down. Off the field concerns. Bumping you down. Maybe didn't get as much reps. Bumping you down. Got to translate your game. You are an outside corner, but now you're going to be a nickel. Bumping you down. So it's like whatever it causes me just to go, I'm not 100% sure on this. So he's got no testing. He didn't do a 40, didn't do a 20, didn't do a vert, didn't do a broad jump, didn't do a short shuttle, didn't do a 3-cone, didn't do a bench press. He's got a hamstring. Why ain't he doing bench press? And I'm Junior Colson's probably fine. And his tape and everything that he's put out there is great. You can bench with a hamstring. You see what I'm saying? Maybe this is a bad example, but like I'm looking at Dane Brugler's thing right now. He's the number one linebacker on his board. I think he's got him. Does he have a first round grade on him? No, he's got second round grade on him. And so we're not too far off. I have a third round. I have a third round grade, 21 years old, thumper, played with a broken hand, leadership, toughness. You see it on tape, instincts, effective blitzer, does his best work in coverage. Now, this is why in today's NFL, I would have no problem if he's your number one linebacker. Coverage is king whenever it goes to linebackers in today's NFL. You got to cover. You got to. Not a lot of production, but he's always around the ball. Not as involved in the pile as you want from a linebacker. He didn't have that dog, like, I'm sticking my head in there no matter what. Like, that's not him. 43 games played and only 21 years old. It's nice. Grew up in Haiti. His father died at the age of 7. Placed in an orphanage, then adopted. Won the Lott Trophy. This dude's got a very wonderful perspective. And, like, the background's terrible, but you're talking about somebody that's overcome throughout his entire life. That's a huge plus. So, fun player. And man, it's hard not to fall in love with his story. He's awesome and just solid across the board. I don't think he's really elite at anything. Play recognition 7, coverage 7, speed 7. Like, I would like those testing numbers so I could validate that. Tackling 8, block shedding 6. Jalen Smith is kind of the player that he is. I got a third round grade. You know, I've got a 7 on the 49ers fit because I wish he was either longer or faster or meaner. You know, if we could get one of those, then that would have bumped him up a little bit in my book. That's Junior Colston out of Michigan, which, man, if I never watch a Michigan game again, I would be the happiest man alive because, good Lord, I've watched so much Michigan tape. Oh, what's credit to them? You know, you got 18 draft eligible players. That's pretty awesome. Let's see here. I got a question here from a man, Mark. What's up, Mark? He says, John, who was your number one linebacker last year? Ooh, let me jump into this. Go to my position right. I'm opening my old position right here. This is a good question. Boop, 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 boop. Jack Campbell, but I had a second round grade on him. And Trenton Simpson was my number two. It was a bad class last year as far as like guys that played a big role. Yeah, those were my number two, Drew Sanders, Arkansas. So I got pretty close to the order in which they went off the board, which is not my goal. Like, I don't judge this from like a NFL group think or big board. That's not what I'm trying to do. Yeah, there we go. Oh, check this in. Paul Hope, who we were just talking about. Check it in. We're going to be on his show tomorrow, man. Glad to see you, my friend. Can't wait to hang out with you. David says, this draft guy looks impressive. Very excited to read. Look, I'll say this. I've got an addition thanks to PB Systems coming in the next day or two. We're doing some crazy, crazy stuff, man. And if you are a business and you want to increase, whether it's website development, whether it's training, whether it's sales, whether it's marketing, whether it's social media, this is who you need to be working with.
The quickest way to get search engines like Google to put your business at the top of search results is by having a steady flow of positive reviews. With Power Brand Systems, you can show up in search and stand apart from your local competition by easily collecting new customer reviews through text message. But getting found is only the beginning. Most consumers choose the first business that responds to them. Unless you start conversations with potential customers almost instantly, they'll go somewhere else. That's why Power Brand Systems makes starting conversations with website visitors as easy as clicking a button.
All right. Now, one of the, and this is kind of the top linebacker that the 49ers met with, and that's linebacker Cedric Gray out of North Carolina. I've got a third round grade on him. He's my number four linebacker. He's fun. 6'1", 234. So immediately you're thinking and you're seeing Dre Greenlaw. That's very similar metrics. Short, stocky, thick. 4'6", 40, 35 vert. Met with the Niners, 21 years old. It's space linebacker that's just a tackling machine. Tell me that's not Dre Greenlaw. Insane production throughout his career. Dominated the Senior Bowl. You hear Senior Bowl, that's a check mark. The Niners love to see them against NFL talent. That is huge. So Senior Bowl, check. Age, check. Height, weight, check. Like, this dude is just a 49ers fit, top to bottom. 11th enforced incompletions throughout the year. That's positive. See ball, get ball. Shoots gaps well. It is where he should be at all times. Speed will push him back a little bit. Could go the third, fourth round. But young with a lot of upside. 42 career games. Like, you know what you're getting. And he's 21. 368 career tackles is insane. 5 interceptions. That's awesome for a linebacker. He was a high school wide receiver. I played basketball for 3 years. Like, this dude, Jordan Hicks, like, I've got a 9 on the 49ers fit scale for Cedric Gray. And so if he dips into that fourth round, this is kind of the earliest I could see them taking a linebacker. That's where it makes sense. right here, Lee, appreciate you. Sounds like they will draft a running back instead. Yeah, I would be shocked, man. I would not be shocked. especially Elijah Mitchell last year. We know how much Kyle likes him. He won't trust Jordan Mason to save his life. And so I could see Kyle looking at this like, oh my gosh, we only have one running back on this roster, which is crazy to me. It's what it is. Now, my last one, number five, that we'll dive into is Trevin Wallace. And I'm higher on this dude than most. I almost bumped him into my third round. He's one of my earliest fourth round grades out of Kentucky. Niners met with him as well. 6'1", 237. Dre Greenlaw, just like Cedric Gray. You see how they have a type? The Niners have types at all positions. They got a type at linebacker. They have two types, actually. They got the tall, length coverage guy, Fred Warner, Curtis Robinson. Like that. That's one role. Then they got the thumper role. And Trevin and Cedric Gray and Dre Greenlaw and D Winners, that's the thumper role. That's the will only. Mike and Sam, similar metrics for the 49ers. If you can play Sam, you can play Mike. Z's, right? Will is Will. Wills don't play Mike or Sam because they don't have the length. These are your dogs that you put on running backs and chase down quarterbacks. This is the thumper role. They don't call it that. That's what I call it. It's the Will backer position. Mike and Sam are the same. Will's different in the eyes of the 49ers. Other teams don't see it that way. But in this Sala, D'Amico, you know, whatever you want to call it, Will's one thing. Mike and Sam are the same. Trevin Wallace, 4.51 40-yard dash, third fastest linebacker. He's quick. 37.5-inch vert, second best. Second best broad jump. 21 years old, big and physical. Thumper. Loves to play in between the tackles. Crazy athlete, dominated the combine. Instincts are subpar. If you give him simple reads, dude will fly. You draft on metrics, he's a second rounder, but film says fourth. Speed and physicality are there, just needs to be coached up. He's just a fun player, man. Sione Takitaki is like the guy for Cleveland. That's what it reminds me. His pursuit speed is 10. Tackling 7. 49ers fit is an 8. So those are my top 5. Jalen Ford's next, which Jalen Ford is Junior Colston. They're the same player, just a lighter version, less talented version. And I just met with a couple other guys. You know, I've got a bunch rated. But again, this is a poor linebacker class. I'm just being honest. It's not a good one. It's not. There's not a lot of top-tier talent. It's just not there. Here we go. I started this. I knew I'd have to talk about this. Vincent, the new rumor. Ayuk officially requests trade. Steelers, Ravens interested, plus another team. Rumor. I'm glad that you put that there, Vincent. Man, you go to the source. You always got to go to the source. Now, a couple things. This source is not a good source. This source, if you pay attention to what he said in the past, I'm not even going to say his name because he's a jackwagon. I think this dude's batting like less than 5%. He just throws stuff out there. So has he officially requested a trade or not? Nothing of validity is out there at all. Having said that, if he does, which I would if I was him, so what? So did Debo. He has no control. The new CBA, players don't have control. They don't. So even if this is real and Adam Schefter comes out and blah, 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 blah. Also, I don't give a damn what anybody does with their social media. People are humans. Like, you do you. Like I'm not going to follow players' social media. Most players I don't follow unless they're active on there and put something useful out there that's beneficial. But I don't care about what players do on social media. Like, we've seen this. We've seen this play out 100 times. Like, that, it's just weird behavior to me. But, like, if that's your thing, totally cool. I'm just saying, not my jam. But I am saying, even if BA comes out and says, I want to be traded, I'm not going to play for this team, I'm also going to say the same thing. I don't care. It's not up to him yet. The new CBA, all of the position was the team. All the power is with the team. Everything. BA has to play this year. If he doesn't, he loses pretty damn close to $1 million per game he does not play in. So if he wants to sit out 5 games, cool. Guess what? If he sits out the whole season, his contract tolls. He's in the exact same position next year, and then the following year, and then the following year, and he would never play football again. The Niners, for lack of a better term, own BA for another year. They could franchise tag him after that, And then that's 2 years. So if the Niners wanted to be jerks about it...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
They could 100% have BA on this team for 2 years, whether he wants it or he doesn't. Now, that's not the way the Niners do things. But I can tell you this, they're going to kick that can down the road until after the draft. And then they're going to say, sure. And then publicly, they'll say, do what you want. But at that point, they'll come back with a trade offer and they're going to say, ah, that doesn't help us this year. Our super window's open. Sorry. Like, we haven't seen this once. We haven't seen this twice. We haven't seen it three times. We've seen it time and time and time and time again. The playbook the 49ers use for handling players in contract situations is A+. It's A+. The only time it hasn't worked was DeForest Buckner. And guess what? That trade happened months. Months before. It happened at the Combine. Nobody knew about it for 6 weeks. And then boom. And if that's the case, why is Ayuk doing the social media stuff or whatever else? That doesn't work. You got to follow the tea leaves. Now, let's play the question. What would you trade Ayuk for? Top 20 pick and a third rounder. Or top 20 pick and a starter on a good contract. Probably a rookie deal. That's it. That's talking points. Like, you offer me number 20? Cool. Not even interested. We're not even negotiating. Top 20 pick so I can get an O-lineman and a third rounder or a starter. That's starting point. That's just me. Maybe the Niners do it cheaper. You know, you did the DeForest Buckner straight up for the 15th pick. Yeah, you get a top 15 pick. Now you look at Pittsburgh. Guess what? Guess what? They're picking at 20. That's a top 20 pick. They have not one but two third rounders. They're picking number 84 and they're picking 98. Give me one of those thirds. Now it's a 20. It's the 20th pick. So I want the top third rounder. I'd be interested in that conversation. And I'm not saying I would do it, but that's where the conversation needs to happen, if that makes sense. And so that's just kind of, I don't know. I do not want to trade Ayuk. I want to base this entire offense around Brock Purdy. If he's going to be the quarterback of the future, we're going to pay him $500 million and whatever else. That's awesome. Let's find out. You got one more year. You got one more year. So let's see. Al, what's up, Sin? How you doing? Appreciate you. So anyway, that's just where it is. Right here. Don't bother me. If the Bears offered number 9, would you do it? Yes, I would. Yeah, I would. That's a lot of value. Because with that number 9 pick, none of your top three wide receivers will be there. Odunze and Neighbors and Harrison are gone. I'm not taking a wide receiver there. I would either take the top tackle or ideally I'd trade back to that kind of 15, 16 and take the last of the top tier tackles. That would be ideal there. But the number 9 pick, yeah. Will the Bears do that? No. They've got DJ Moore. They've got Keelan Allen. Like, those are, I don't know. Maybe they will. And just freaking throw the ball like crazy. But yeah, the number 9 pick, I would do that trade. That's an incredible value. I mean, like, for example, let me just put this. Okay, the 49ers are picking at 31, okay? That pick on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, which is flawed, but let's just use it as a point of reference to ascribe value to these picks. 31st pick is worth 600 points. That 20th pick from Pittsburgh is worth 850 points. right? So that's a difference of 250 points. That number nine pick is worth 1350. That's 500 more points than the number 20 pick overall. Yeah, I would do that trade. Yeah, so take that for what you want. And we'll kind of see. Lee says, you know, top 15 wide receiver, cost controlled is better than 25 million plus vet. Maybe. Ask the Tennessee Titans, who traded A.J. Brown. They went and drafted who I would have drafted too, Treylon Burks. Like, that was the most. This is the most A.J. Brown guy in the draft coming out of Arkansas. Got their coach fired. That trade literally got their coach fired. Kyle ain't getting fired no matter what. But, yeah. Vincent, if they trade Ayuk, they better come out of the draft with Byron Murphy and Cooper DeJean. Man, I love those two players. Those are two of my favorite players in this draft, Vincent. But, man, if you trade Ayuk and you don't get an offensive player, that's going to be problematic. But, yeah, you tell me I'm getting Byron Murphy and Cooper DeJean. Good Lord. Niners have the best defense in the NFL this year. Whew. Whew. Yeah, that wasn't that. Dave, yeah, wasn't McGlinchey drafted at nine? He was. So, yeah, it's I don't know. Dr. Steve Brule, what's up, brother? He says, wouldn't it be the best thing for the Niners cap to have BA play on the fifth year and sign him after 24? His cap hit doesn't get big till Debo's gone. Yeah, that's true whether you extend him now. Because on the fifth-year option, the cap hit 14.1 is all this year. If you sign him to an extension, you get to spread all that stuff out. Dead year, void years, whatever else, all that. So, like, if you sign Ayuk, you will get cap relief. But guess what? You don't get all that money from cutting Armstead until June 1st. When is June 1st? After the draft. So, like, the idea of contract extension, look, man, we can't even have that talk right now. We can talk numbers, but the Niners aren't doing that. The Niners are not talking to BA about numbers. They're lowballing them. They lowball everybody. They lowballed Kittle. This is what they do. Like, how do you – and, you know, if I'm BA – and I'm looking at, you can see this stresses me out. Like, I just don't care about this stuff near as much as I do about actual football. But whatever. If I'm BA, I look at one of my closest friends in Debo, who I've known for 4 years now. How did he get top guaranteed money in the NFL at the time of his deal? Rinse, repeat, do his playbook. Well, if I'm the 49ers and I've re-signed 4 out of 5 superstars at their position, I'm going to do the same playbook too. So, man, can we just go through the whole Debo thing and we're going to end up at the contract that it's going to be? You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. anyway, it's what it is. It's what it is. If we're going on a Super Bowl run, we need to hang on to Ayuk. Exactly. Why would it make sense for the 49ers to get rid of this dude? Why? Unless somebody's going to overpay. This is a heavy wide receiver draft. Ah, man, I'm with you. All right. Anyway, let's get back to the good. Let's go to the corners. Ooh, yeah, baby. I'm excited about this. I might do a little more than top five. I'm not going to have that much time. That's okay. I don't care. Top five. My number one corner is Terrion Arnold out of Alabama. His tape is just too good. 21 years old, complete package, size, speed, technique. All elite, ball production's great, clean prospect, tackles well, Velcro, just sticks to wide receivers. It's funny because you got Kool-Aid McKinstry, who we're going to talk about in a minute. He's my number four corner. They stayed away from Terrion Arnold. You watch full game tapes, man, they're just peppering Kool-Aid. Like, teams are go after Kool-Aid. And Kool-Aid's great. I have a first-round grade on him. They're scared as hell of Terrion Arnold. He is just so clean. So clean. I just can't find an issue. He's 5'9". That's his issue. But his speed's fine. 4.50. Like, you're not 4.154 10-yard split. Like, there's not an issue with his game. Trayvon Diggs was my playstyle comp, but without the gambling. He's just always there. Like, Trayvon Diggs is in a great corner because he gets burned all the time. Like, Terrion Arnold's so clean. Like, Niners have no shot at getting him, so I'm just going to move on. Quinyon Mitchell, a lot of people's number one. 49ers have no shot getting him. 6 foot, 195. That's an ideal build. 4.33 speed. Good gosh. You know, played at Toledo, it's a little bit different than playing at Alabama, play in, play out. But his tape matches. Didn't matter who he played. Senior Bowl, he was the best player there, or one of them. Darius Robinson was the best player at the Senior Bowl. Voted on by the players, they vote who is the best lineman, who is the best offensive player. Darius Robinson was the number one player for the Senior Bowl, offense or defense. It's not a D-line podcast, but I'm just throwing that out there. 49ers like the Senior Bowl more than any other team. Just throwing that out there. Anyway, Quinyon Mitchell, no chance. He's a 10 out of 10 for 49ers fit. He's the perfect height, weight, speed, has all the traits. You're not getting him. This dude's going top 16, period. Cooper DeJean, he's my number three. He can play nickel. He can play safety. He can play outside. He can play wide receiver. He can play running back. He can play returner. This dude could play. I even put this in my notes. Did I put it in there? I was like, I feel like he could play like 10 positions. This dude could do everything. 6 foot, 203. He had a broken fibula. He had a hairline fracture in his fibula that he found. I think it was at the combine. But he goes out there and does his testing at his pro day and just freaking went ham. And again, like, if you've ever seen Cooper DeJean do anything, you knew the athleticism was off the charts. 4.44 speed. This dude's 200 plus pounds. 38 and a half inch vertical, 10.4 broad jump. I mean, you can, if you type in Cooper DeJean basketball highlights, it's like a minute and a half of him just dunking on people in high school. Elite basketball player, like, just did everything. So calm, never panics, play all the DB spots, tough as hell. 6 pick sixes in his career. You just get the ball in this dude's hands, and it's just like, grab your popcorn, man. Uses his hands a little too well, but rare athleticism, elite ball production. Like, he just, nickel, safety, don't care. Dude's elite. Ran a 10.7 in the 100. Like, he's quick. State champion 4x1, state champion in the 100, runner-up in the 200, jumped almost 22 feet, long jump, 24.2. This dude's a beast, man. Oh, he's so good. Highest coverage grade of anybody, 96.8 coverage grade. He's a perfect 10 out of 10. Gosh, if we get him. I would hate to trade that Ayuk pick and not get a tackle. But, man, if you did trade Ayuk and you got Cooper DeJean, he's so good. He's so fun to watch. Anyway, not realistic. His testing, that's going to bump him out of the 49ers kind of range. But my number four guy, Niners met with him, Kool-Aid McKinstry. I'm just saying. Like, it makes a lot of sense. Now, would the 49ers draft a corner in the first round? Because if you want Kool-Aid, that's kind of what you got to do. Because he's that elite. Oh, here we go. Mike Garofalo. Yeah. Brandon Ayuk, agent, clearly denies his client requested a trade from the 49ers. Like I told you, always go to the source, man. Always go to the source. And right here, thank you, Tommy. You're the one that I saw it, then I refreshed and found it on X. Or I can't believe we called it X. Ah, Twitter. Ayuk's agent denies trade request. It's BS. Yeah. Ryan Williams. Like, that's the thing, man. These people put together stuff, and it's the age of, it's not right to be, you don't get paid to be correct. You get paid to be first. And that's why John Chapman's podcast is where it is and where it's going to stay. I don't want to be first. I don't want to be an insider. I don't want to break news. I want to talk football. I want to talk what I know. What do I know? I know how to watch film. I know how to coach. And so that's what I want to spend my time on. And so I hate that. I don't hate that we spent that time talking about it. But I hate that we spent that time talking about it. Because instead, I could have been talking about some of these freaking corners that are going to be great fits in the fourth and fifth round. Instead, I talked about some BS statement that's not even freaking real. Gosh, some douchebags out there. Ah, man. Anyway, sorry. I'm going to take a drink of coffee. That's not going to help me calm down. Anyway, man, why do we follow these freaking turd buckets? Like, really? Ugh. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Kool-Aid. He's awesome. 5'11", 199. The 49ers love 6 foot, 200-pound defensive backs. Doesn't matter if it's nickel, safety, corner, outside corner. They just love that metric. So whenever I see that, automatically I'm just like, pay attention. He's the one that found the Jones fracture at the combine. And still ran a 4.52. Met with the 49ers, 21 years old, smooth and composed. Now, he doesn't have the elite traits that a lot of these other corners do. He's much more, you know, just smooth. He's done it. SEC started as a freshman for at Nick Saban at corner. That didn't happen. And he's just always been there. Like, always been there. He was Mr. Football in Alabama in high school. Not a lot of interceptions, but a lot of ball skills. So think kind of Charvarius Ward. Just makes it difficult. Already plays like a five-year vet in the NFL. Great versus the run. Tries to lay out wide receivers. Like, I put nice mix of poise and then violence. During coverage, it's like a duck, man. Calm, cool, collected. Once that ball's in the air, boom. Like, he's playing for keeps, man. And so you get this like, calm, cool, let's just wait, let's just wait. Somebody's got a ball, kill him. And so like, that is awesome. I love seeing that. Oh, what's up? What's this? Victoria Morgan. What's up, girl? Keep doing you, John. Can't wait to talk football with you soon. Vicky, so glad to see you. Thank you for the super chat. And I got a big smile on my face. So the negativity has been flushed out. Because we got positivity. Vicky, you're the best. Can't wait to be with you again soon. I love it. I love it. But yeah, Kool-Aid, like, will the Niners draft him? Will they draft a corner in the first round? They've never drafted one before the third round with this current regime. Kelo Witherspoon's the highest corner that's ever been drafted by this group. However, and I think I said this on somebody else's show, I don't remember whose, but I was like, if I could make a Venn diagram of perfect 49ers fits, and then you've got draft value, and then you've got pick 31, Kool-Aid McKinstry's in the middle. He's the last first-round pick graded that I have. He's number 24 on my big board. I have 24 first-round grades. Kool-Aid's the last one. It just makes it. He's a 9 out of 10. AJ Terrell is my playstyle comp. And he's just so good at everything. Recovery speed 7, footwork 9. And if I'm not a Saban guy, but the one thing that he coaches better than anybody else in the known world is teaching defensive backs, which is his bread and butter, how to keep their feet in frame. And it translates to their prospects. That's why there's so many defensive backs from Alabama. I hate Alabama. I don't like Nick Saban. But, man, that dude can coach DBs to keep their feet in frame. And nobody does it better than Kool-Aid. Ball skills, 7 because of the pass breakup. Strength, 7. Tackling, 8. Run support, 7. Just freaking, woof. Just smooth. No question marks. No elite traits. Calm, cool, collected. Ah, I freaking love this dude. And he would be an outside corner. Like, he would be in it. Like, you would play him outside. Now, if you drafted him, let's play this game. Let's say you draft Kool-Aid in the first round for the 49ers. I wouldn't trade up for him, but I would stay at 31. Who are your first two corners? Probably Demo and Charvarius Ward early, but probably by week 5, it might be Kool-Aid and Charvarius Ward out there. And then when you go nickel, Demo comes off the field. Like, Kool-Aid's that good. Ah, I think I'd take Demo. But you're talking year 2, now you got a question. And that's a good problem to have. It's a problem the 49ers haven't had. We have not had 3 quality corners at any point during the Kyle Shanahan era. You have not. The closest we got was Sherman, Kaywan Williams, who was a nickel-only guy, so that you didn't really have that problem. And Akello had like a 3-week whatever, And then he got hurt diving. Looked straight down, dove straight into the ground. Didn't even make contact with the player. Got a concussion. Then his career was over after that. He's still playing the NFL, so, but he's not a good corner. Anyway, oh, real quick, look at this. Brother Really says, I'm over here working while listening to John, and I swear I think Cedric Gray is my biggest draft crush, followed by Jordan Morgan. Dude, anytime you watch North Carolina play football in those uniforms, and I'm a Mac Brown guy. I'm a Texas guy. So, like, I have a little, you know, I got a little love for North Carolina. Yeah, it just looks cool. And they're the coolest uniforms in college football, man. And Cubs right here. Yeah. Yep, Gray, but in the fourth round. Dude, sign me up. Sign me up. Now, my number five corner, and I'm just going to be honest with you, he's going to go a lot higher than some of these other guys. That's Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. Unbelievable coverage, 4.28, 6'1", 173. Not a Niners fit. And so I'm lower on it. I have a 5 out of 10. Dude won't tackle. Doesn't even try to get off blocks. Like, if somebody tries to block him, he's done. He quits. He's a coverage-only, Deion Sanders type. Like, I'm just going to cover. I don't get paid to tackle. That doesn't fly with the 49ers. It's kind of like their wide receivers if you don't block, corners if you don't tackle. But you got to put him up there because he's so elite coverage-wise, speed-wise. Might be the fastest corner in the NFL day one, Nate Wiggins. Like, he's good. He's just scared to tackle. And I don't know if it's scared or business decisions. Maybe once he gets paid, that changes. But that's a conversation you got to have with him. Like, dude, why were you so scared to tackle? Like, he just never, ever tackled. Ever. So, yeah, I don't know. He'll run up and press outside, but he ain't getting involved in the tackle. That's where I'm at with him. Right here, Cody Atina. He says, John, do you think the Niners trade up? No. Unless a tackle falls, and only one of the top five. You don't trade up for Mims. You don't trade up for Guyton. You don't trade up for Morgan. Those guys fall to you. That's okay. That's okay. But those are my top five corners, but there's so many more. Mike Sanders still. He's my number six nickel. Gosh, man, that would be a perfect fit in the second round. Plug and play. Then you keep Demo outside, and you've got depth everywhere. Max Melton, Andrew Phillips. Somebody put a comment in here earlier. Bronson, Andrew Phillips will be a 49er. He's one of my favorites. No, and in my draft book, I love him. 5'10", 190, physical freak, met with the Niners. He does everything. Ugh. He does everything. I got him in the third round. And I think it was Dane Brugler and David Jeremiah were talking about him. And they're like, he's not going to last the third round. He fits every team's board. No matter what corner you want, outside corner, nickel corner, whatever, Andrew Phillips go to the second round. And so then it's like, man, do I want to spend that number 63 pick on Andrew Phillips? It's not much of a value, but I ain't mad at it. Yeah, I don't know. We'll do another mock draft and we'll play with that. Now, if you guys want access to the draft book, the giant war room, big board, 1 through 205 ranked, player comps, 2 for each one, 49er fits, all that stuff, best place to get that, the49ersrush.com. It's up now. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So, all right. Let's talk safeties, baby. Yes. Not a good safeties class. It's really not. And some of these guys are better nickels than they are safeties, but I put them in this category. But it is very clear. There's one safety in this class that is just creme de la creme. I freaking love watching him play. And it's funny because I got to the point you know, there's so many wide receivers in this class. Anytime one was in the ACC or Florida school, I'm watching them play against Miami. If I'm pulling up tape, I'm watching Miami defensive back tape. One, because they got two good safeties, but and a corner. But Cameron Kitchens, he's my number one safety, second round grade, 5'11", 203. That fits what the Niners do. Now, would the Niners spend this high of a pick on a safety? I don't think so. They traded up last year in the third. They got Jair Brown. You've got Talanoa. Like, no, I don't see it. Do they need another safety? Yes. Do you spend a second round pick on one? No. But if they did, Cameron Kitchens would be the guy. Oh, he's so fun, man. 21 years old, ball production, downhill player. Speed is, you know, a concern, but his transition from backpedal to everything else is perfect. Best tape of any safety in this class. Metrics, just not the best. That's why he's a safety. If he was 5'11", 203, and he had the metrics, he's playing corner. Safety's where corners go to die. It's just what it is. Loves mix it up in the run game. Zero hesitation. 33 games played for Miami. 11 picks in 2 years. Insane. Loves football. Dude, watching safety tape. I've said this before. Watching Miami safety tape is kind of a, I don't want to say 50-50. It's rough. It's like somebody that wants to get up on karaoke and do a Whitney song. It's like, you better be bad. You better be bad. Because you try to do a Whitney song and you're an average to good singer, you're going to sound terrible. And it's just like, man, this ain't it. That's how it is with Sean Taylor and the Miami corners. So you're going to do a Whitney song, you better be bad, right? So if you're going to be a safety play for Miami, you better do it right. You better do it right. I'm telling you right now, Cameron Kitchens did it right. I'm not saying he's Sean Taylor, but like, I'm sorry. It's just like certain things you got to do. You got to do. And Cameron Kitchens does it. Like, he is just, he's a 9 out of 10. My number two safety, Javon Buller, Georgia, 5'10", 198. This dude's got the speed, 4'4". I mean, it's Georgia. They got athletes every 1.52, 10 yard. That's really good. 21 years old, versatile, can play both safety spots and nickel. So even though he's not a corner, this is a pick I could 100% understand in the second round for the 49ers. This dude could be your, like, you can put him at nickel, special teams, and safety. Like, this dude could play all over the place. Niners love versatility. 32 games played at Georgia, compact, quick. Sophomore year was used closer to the line of scrimmage, had 3.5 sacks, seven tackles for loss, really good open field, wraps up. Run through wide receivers' blocks with ease. Wants to be in on every tackle. Like, oh, he's just fun, man. Team captain, 4-year starter in high school. I love him. Julian Blackman, that's the player. Who'd the 49ers just have in? Julian Blackman. He's a 10 out of 10. Second round grade. It's just hard to find anything bad. Probably the best tackling defensive back in this draft. Any position, corner, DB, nickel, he could do it all. Javon Bullard, like, if you're like, okay, the Niners are taking, you know, a safety in the second round, it's Javon Bullard. That's who it would be. My number three guy, Kalen Bullock, he could play nickel as well at a UCLA, or USC, sorry. The problem is he just doesn't like to tackle. And this is John Muir kid, so he played at the same high school my kids did down in Pasadena. 6'2", 188, speed, 21 years old. 49ers met with him. I'll tell you why they met with him. Will you tackle for us? That's why. I'm telling you. They met with him. And they said, look, dude, we love everything about your game. You're great. Why won't you tackle? But USC's defensive coordinator, we saw this with Drake Jackson, it is disgusting to watch USC defensive tape. It is the most poorly coached, poorly schemed. You're just watching them the whole time, and I'm just like, what are their corners doing? It does not mirror what everybody else is doing. Like, it's weird. Dropping Drake Jackson 70 yards downfield into coverage. Are you kidding me? Anyway, I like Kalen Bullock, the athleticism, the profile. It's all there. But, like, he's got a 3 on tackling, 3 on man coverage. Like, he is a ball skill zone corner only. But you got to get him. You got to get him willing to hit. And so why would the 49ers meet with him? Because he has what they want. He has what he wants. I like the Cub says, like doing a Whitney song. I don't, does that make sense what I'm saying? Or am I okay? Cool. I love the analogy. I thought I was like a wacko. I was thinking of a Chipmunk song, Chapman Meerkat. Dude, you don't want John Chapman singing. I can play guitar pretty good. But yeah, tone deaf as all get out, man. If I'm singing, if I'm doing karaoke, I'm doing like an NXS song, where I just talk through it. That's my thing. And I can like, I'll wiggle the hips a little bit, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm not, you don't want me singing. You do not want me singing. That's what it is. Number four, Tyler Newbin. And we got a comment on him. David says, John, where do you have safety? Oh, no, Jaden Hicks. Jaden Hicks, I've got number five. Tyler Newbin, I've got number four. Minnesota, safety, 6'1", 199. Perfect Niners fit there. 23 years old. A lot of snaps as a true high free safety. 48 games played. Ideal build. I mean, he looks the part. Hesitant to come up and run. He's much more of a shell business decision, Tayshon Gibson type, right? So you've got your like, look, we're going to make sure we keep everything in a safety net. Vic Fangio, Tayshon Gibson. Or you got, I'm going to go knock somebody out, right? Jair Brown, Talanoa Hufanga. There's two types of safeties. And he is much more of the shell type safety. He waited behind Anton Winfield Jr. forever at Minnesota. He's fun. He's a fun player that's, you know, really good at coverage. You want to, Tayshon Gibson was my thing. Yeah. Juan Thornhill athletic comp, Tayshon Gibson playstyle comp. He's a 7 for me on the 49ers scale. And then we got good old Jaden Hicks, baby. David, where do you have him? I got him number 5. 6'1", 211. He's a bigger dude. Strong, 6'8", 3 cone. That boy can move and change directions. Tall, rangy, free safety. And the funny thing was, his tape, change of direction, was his worst thing. You go to the combine, he runs a 6'8", 3 cone. That's elite for a 6'1 dude. So, like, I've got to figure this out. I got to get this dude on the field. I got to figure out what the problem is. Why are your hips so tight when your change of direction is good? Like, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe back pedal's just not his thing. I don't know. At his best in coverage, reading the quarterback, no issues play the third linebacker role. You want to bulk him up? Kind of like what you did with Jalen Graham, put him down. Kind of like what you did with Fred Warner. Now, he's 6'1", 211. He's not going to be a 235 guy. He's probably 6'1", 225. You can do that. There are linebackers in the NFL at that size. Like, and so you put them down there. Ooh, now we're talking. So now you've got safety linebacker versatility with Jaden Hicks out of Washington State. That's fun. 83 coverage grade. He's an anticipation corner. I really liked him. Now, some other guys, you know, I've got a lot of safeties on here. Dejon Anthony out of Ole Miss, he could play nickel. I liked him. But, man, safety's rough, bro. It is rough. It's not one of my favorites. And the 49ers need a safety. They need one that can play both. You know, the idea of the old free safety, strong safety, that's not really a thing for the 49ers. It's really not. It makes sense, but they want somebody that can play both. That's just what they want. And so right here, JD says, we need a conversation because Hufanga and Jair will fill that role well in the red zone. Yeah, they will. And you get another safety, and we're struggling at nickel. You put Logan Ryan at a 42-year-old self out there in the Super Bowl at nickel. Jair Brown practiced there a little bit. Put Hufanga there. You know, let's figure that out. I don't know. Neither Hufanga nor Jair Brown are elite testers. Like, they're not top-end 40 guys, and they're not, like, you know, all the change of direction, whatever else. They're football players that happen to play safety. I don't know, because, like, the free safety role, Tommy, has been Logan Ryan and Tayshaun Gibson. Well, what do those two guys have in common? They used to be elite athletes, but they're not anymore. Their tape was bad as far as speed goes, but if you have the instincts and you play cautious, you're always over the top. Yeah, I don't know. But we're getting close, guys. We're getting close. Super close. We're going to be down in Southern California, baby, at the Champion Sports Bar just outside of Temecula. So for days one and day two, come on out. Let's go. We're going to be taking over the whole joint. It's going to be incredible. And it's a Niners bar. So if you're anywhere around Southern California, anywhere, this needs to be added to your game day experience in Southern California. We're going to be raffling away 49ers Rams tickets at SoFi, which is going to be fun. We're going to be doing all our giveaways, trivia, all that kind of crazy stuff we always do. It will be live, you know, pretty much the whole time. So on YouTube, you guys can check it on the channel as normal. But yeah, if you're anywhere close to Southern California, man, you got to come out. Champion Sports Bar just outside of Temecula. Say what's up to Emil for me. He's a diehard Niners guy, listens to the show all the time. But today was a fun show. We've gone through top fives at all the positions now. And we don't have much time to talk about a lot of my, you know, third, fourth round guys. And I think that's probably what we'll be doing next week. But getting your questions and all that stuff. So excited about that. Go check out the draft book. Support the show. Patreon. Link is in the description of the video. Or the 49ersrush.com. You guys are the best. Until next time. Y'all are awesome. Y'all tried to get me mad today with that BA stuff. Y'all tried. I got a little upset. But we back. Until then, stay strong, faithful.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.